Justice Radio Station. Social issues.
You're talking about people with no humility. Drive-by media. I think I am ready, ladies and gentlemen, to answer my friend's challenge. I shared with you an email at the beginning of the program today. A friend of mine, Mr. Limbaugh, you've accurately noted, and in some cases predicted, each of these various hoaxes that the left and the media would try to bring down Donald Trump. What's next, sir? Could you please apply all of your masterful talents? What's next? We've had Trump-Russia collusion gate. We've had Kavanaugh gate. We've had Tlaib and Rashida, whatever name is, crying about Trump, this or that. We've had failed impeachment. We have had failed Robert Mueller. There's any number of these hoaxes that the Democrats, which are, we had failed recession last week. I'm ready to predict, I guess I just found a news story. I'm ready to predict what's next. I have here in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers a story from Breitbart about Judd Apatow. Does that name ring a bell for anybody? He's an actor, I think. Okay, he's a director. Okay, so, slap me, I'm wrong. He's a director, he's a Hollywood guy. Judd Apatow says it is truly shameful Pelosi is not seeking to impeach Trump. Hollywood director and comedian Judd Apatow launched a scathing attack on Nancy Pelosi, declaring it truly shameful that she has not aggressively seeking to impeach the president for racism and treason. Apatow made the remarks in response to a tweet from Pelosi accusing the Trump administration of blatantly bigoted and downright dangerous policies over their appeal to the Supreme Court that federal employment law banning discrimination based on sex does not include discrimination based on transgender status. So Hollywood's all bent out of shape. You mean you can discriminate against transgenders? Trump needs to be impeached. So, I think they're nearing their wit's end. And so I'm going to predict, what have I got to lose? I'm going to predict when Congress comes back this fall that Pelosi will be forced to cave. That she will be forced to end her resistance because the entirety of her caucus is going to demand official impeachment. And she's out of options. All of their major funding people and organizations, Hollywood, they're all getting in line and they are demanding this. Pelosi is taking grief like you can't believe. So whereas Nadler has gummed it up so far, don't doubt me on this. They had visions already that we would be on our way to a trial in the Senate with Trump under the interrogation lights. It hasn't gone anywhere, and precisely because it hasn't gone anywhere, the left is going nuts. So I think Pelosi will cave. Let me make that as my official prediction. Pelosi will cave when Congress comes back, and there will be, the Democrats will complete the trifecta of shooting themselves in the foot, and Pelosi will know it the minute she authorizes it, the impeachment of Trump, with 1 year before the election. Quick time out. We'll be back and continue after this.
Democracy versus justice.
We'll be right back. Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
What is basically, I guess, a kind of summary execution, or what may well have been a summary execution, is a kind of fairly barbaric end to what I believe was a very barbaric operation from the start.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
I can't figure you, man.
What's the figure?
I mean, what are you in this for? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I.
And I hate white folks. Hate white folks? This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're gonna need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins. Now if you feel that way, you're no good to us and you're no good to yourself.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. I said, empty your mind. Be shapeless, be formless, like water.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, the remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. It's a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War, war, rumors of a war, and until that day, the
riot, we find it necessary. And we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
We view each other with a great love and a great understanding. We try to extend this to the general population and all oppressed people all over the world. I think we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. With this realization, we attempt to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength we have.
The only strength we have, our individual immediate power and the use of a code as a role model of thought, speech, and action to produce a system of justice.
Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white,